In the beginning, God spoke. He spoke a word, and earth came into being. His spirit hovered over the waters, and darkness was over the face of the oceans. Again, God spoke, and light blazed forth. With another word, he made the heavens, and with the breath of his mouth, the stars. And on that day, in the beginning, the Word himself was with God at when he spoke. He was the living light of all creation, by whom all things and beings were made. On that day, in the beginning, in the presence of the Father of lights and the morning star himself, the heavens declared the glory of God. The angels shouted for joy, and then the stars began to sing.
And it came to pass that the people said, God has hidden his face from us so that he will not hear our cries. Because we have forgotten God and the path of peace, our roads have become a winding maze and we cannot find our way. We are a people groping in blindness, looking for light and surrounded by darkness. And then the Lord spoke, I have not abandoned you. I will take you by the hand and lead you in the path of peace. Your days of sorrow will end, for I will turn the darkness into light before you. Behold, the morning star will come out of Jacob, and the Lord will be your everlasting light.
Our longing hearts are open. shines the light of Christ, light of day.
With longing, God's people waited for the day when the Creator of the stars would send His light upon them. Restore us, O God, they prayed, and cause Your face to shine upon us, that we might be saved. For it is written that the righteous will shine like the brightness of the heavens, like the stars, forever and ever.
Thank you.
The people who walked in darkness saw a majestic light. Morning dawned on those living in the shadowlands, and the glory of the Lord was upon them. Therefore, let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Praise him, sun and moon and shining stars. Praise him, oceans and rivers. Rejoice, snow and clouds, wind and frost. Sing, mountains and canyons, eagles and whales. Dance for joy, young and old, our God shines forth.
Bethlehem's midnight skies, the morning star appeared, fair as the moon and radiant as the constellations. He was like the dawn, like daybreak on a cloudless morning, or the brightness that follows the rain. So was his brilliance. But as Mary cradled the source of all light in her arms, her face held the glow of a mother's love. The skies became filled with God's glory, and the night was filled with music of the heavens.
Thank you.
Above the sleeping city, where shepherds watch their flocks, an angel of the Lord appeared. Against a velvet sky scattered with stars, he announced with joyous birth of a Savior, the bearer of peace.
Together, they sang as one, "Glory to God in the highest." The shepherds agreed. They must find this one whose birth could summon both the angels and the stars.
Sing we now of Christmas, let the music
East of Bethlehem lived wise men, scholars in the study of the stars. In their observations, they discovered a new star of rare intensity. Drawn by its unique qualities, they followed it over a period of many weeks. When it came to rest where the morning star lay, they were overjoyed. They had found what they were seeking. And there these wise men offered gifts reflecting their wisdom. Gold reserved for the palaces of kings, frankincense for the temple of God, and myrrh for the tombs of men.
The sun has one kind of splendor, the moon another, and the stars yet another. But the splendor of the morning star is greater than all of these. By his hand he has spread out the heavens.
He beckons the stars one by one and calls them each by name.
He speaks to the sun, and dawn is born. At his command, the moon reveals her luminous glow.
And although he came to the earth as the light of the world chose darkness. And so those who hated the light hung the morning star on a tree to die. In that moment, the sun stopped shining and the darkness covered the land.
Hear the words of John. The light still shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never overcome it. God, who spoke and light blazed forth, has made us children of light. This is his promise. To those who are faithful and do my will, I will give the star of the morning. For behold, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The heavens praise his wonders, for who in the skies above can compare with the morning star? Who is like him among the heavenly beings? He is brighter than all who surround him. Blessed are those who walk in the light of his presence.